from Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show. Brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Feed Company, makers of Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. And the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. The Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, George Neese, Verna Felton, the sportsman, Charles Dant and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
Every morning, every evening, ain't we got fun? Not much money, oh, but honey, ain't we got fun?
The rent's unpaid, dear, but why make a fuss? For smiles are made, dear, for people like us.
In the winter, in the summer, don't we got fun? Times are bumming, getting bummer, still we have fun. The poor keep buying the new cars and the rich buy used cars. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun?
Every morning, every evening, whoops, don't we have fun? Not much money, oh, but honey, whoops, ain't we got fun?
Nothing surer. The rich get rich and the poor get children.
In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got, we sure got, ain't we got fun?
Well, Judy, is Mr. Manfield, your new publicity man, getting you any breaks in the newspapers?
Yeah, Howard, but sometimes I have the doggonest luck with my publicity. Now, for instance, the other day I gave a little party for some reporters, and one of them wrote, Judy Canova hosted a few guests. Too many, she was the life of the party.
Well, that sounds swell.
Yeah, but do you know how it came out in the paper?
How?
Judy Canova hoisted a few too many, and she was the life of the party. Yeah. Strongest I ever drink is hard water.
Well, Judy, I heard Mr. Manfield say that if he could get you the right publicity, you'd be so famous they'd have to put your footprints in Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Well, I'll tell you, if they do, they better be careful where they put them. You know, Hart, last year they put Walter Pigeon's footprints there, and this year they put Clifton Webb's.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Wrong. They put Pigeon's toes next to Webb's feet. Plumb silly, if you ask me to.
Judy, if you want some ideas for publicity, why don't you call on an old-time silent screen star like Patsy Pearce?
Oh, Patsy Pearce? That's a good idea, Howard. I met her a couple of weeks ago, and she was awful nice. I think I'll go over and talk to her right now.
It's good to see you again, Judy. But I've been out of entertainment business for 15 years, but I'll be glad to help you if I can. What's your problem?
Well, Miss Pierce, I don't seem to be getting where I want to get with my career. I was hoping someday I could fill Betty Grable's shoes.
Honey, you'd be a lot better off if you could fill her stockings.
Well, Miss Pierce, all I want to do is see my name up in light someday.
Oh, Judy, I've been through all that. Take it from me. Being a movie star isn't what it's cracked up to be. One day you're making love to Clark Gable, another day to Van Johnson, and another day you're making love to Gregory Peck. And the next day, you're a has-been.
Yeah, but look where you've been. Golly, gosh, a movie career like that might even lead to matrimony.
Yes, a person never knows. Why, I'd only met my leading man, and a week later we were married.
Golly, you hardly knew each other, and then you got married, huh?
Honey, in Hollywood, that's how they get acquainted.
Oh, gee, I sure do envy you, Miss Pierce. You used to play some terrific love scenes on the screen.
Yes, but sometimes they were too terrific. We put so much fire in those scenes, the audience had to change seats to keep their popcorn from popping. Ah, but that was a long time ago.
Say, how old are you now, Miss Pierce? About 41?
Nope.
42?
Nope.
43?
No, honey, try it for tens.
Miss Pierce, I'd like some publicity ideas. What are some of the things I could do for publicity?
Well, when I was in pictures, I found that one surefire stunt was to become an honorary member of the sheriff's department. Now, I know the sheriff well. I'll send you over, and all he'll do is pin a badge on you.
Golly, I ain't had anything pinned on me since I was 8 months old. Say, now, tell me the truth. Are you sure you can fix this thing up for me, Miss Pierce?
It's in the bag, honey. All I did for the sheriff's office was to bake the boys a cake, and I was in. Can you bake?
Yeah, I could bake them some policeman cookies.
Policeman cookies?
Yeah, cop cakes.
You go home and bake some sort of cake.
Yeah, I think I better go home.
And I'll meet you at the sheriff's office. See you later.
There, Miss Judy, are you actually going to bake a cake?
Well, why not, Geranium?
Honey, remember the last one you baked? It defied the law of gravity.
What do you mean it defied the law of gravity?
It was as heavy as lead, but nobody could get it down.
Say, Geranium. Geranium, I'll need a lot of eggs for this cake.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to use what we got, Miss Judy. The Eggman didn't have any for us today.
Well, what's the matter? Are his hens holding out?
No, ma'am, they're holding in.
Well, I want this cake to be good. I want to be an honorary sheriff's deputy.
Well, I wouldn't be too anxious, Miss Judy. You know, my boyfriend Pomeroy used to be a deputy. And once he had to go into a haunted house to catch a bandit.
A haunted house? Ooh, I bet he was scared.
Oh, he sure was. He said a ghost came through the wall just as if there was no wall there at all.
What did Pomeroy do?
He went through the opposite wall the same way.
Well, you run along now, Geranium. I'm going to bake this cake myself.
Okay, Miss Judy. I'll see you later.
Let's see now. Better start with this cake recipe here. 2 cups of sugar. 3 cups of flour. Let's see what else. Shortening. Shortening? Shucks, I want my cake to have the new look. I'm going to lengthen it. Gosh, this don't sound right to me. It says, fold in 2 eggs. How do you fold an egg? Oh, well, I'll just fry it and bend it in the middle. This old recipe's too much bother. It's only a marble cake. I'll make it up as I go along. Let's see. Fourteen marbles ought to be enough. I'll take this cake over to the sheriff's office as soon as it's finished. Golly, it sure will be swell being a deputy sheriff.
Now, by virtue of the power vested in me by the County of Los Angeles, I hereby appoint you, Judy Canova, an honorary deputy sheriff of Brentwood, California.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Congratulations, honey. Now you're a deputy.
Sheriff, tell me something. Now that I'm a deputy, what do I have to do?
Oh, nothing at all. But, of course, during an oversized crime wave, we could call on you for help.
You could call on me for help?
Yes. You're not afraid, are you?
Me afraid? Why, shucks. Brave people run in our family. And I can run just as fast as they can.
Of course, Judy's just kidding, Sheriff Barnum. Why don't you try a piece of this marble cake she brought over?
Oh, thanks. I will.
Yeah.
You know, I sent a piece of this cake to each of my deputies. This tastes pretty good.
Mr. Barnum, why, look, he's colder than a mackerel. That marble cake must have done something to him.
Maybe I should have used Aggies instead of Emmys. Hello? Deputy Canova speaking. Who? Sheriff Barnum? No, he's out. He's in, but he's out. What? All the deputies are sick. What? Be there at midnight with a flashlight and a revolver, Hey, wait a minute.
Judy, what's wrong?
Oh, brother, am I in a fix. I got to go to Lover's Lane at midnight and capture two bandits who have been holding up Spooners and robbing them.
Oh, Judy, that's exciting. That'll get you plenty of publicity.
Yes, but he said I got to bring those bandits back dead or alive.
Dead or alive?
Yeah, and you know what?
What?
It's going to take a lot longer if I'm dead.
Lots of suds.
Heaps of suds.
Extra suds.
That's what every woman wants, extra suds. That's what every woman gets who buys new 1948 Super Suds. Extra suds. Yes, extra suds for extra whiteness.
Just one box of new 1948 Super Suds makes 47,200 times its own volume in suds. You get so much suds from new 1948 Super Suds that just one box can more than fill a railroad car with suds.
Well, that's some suds.
No other soap in the world can wash clothes whiter, get clothes cleaner, get out more dirt than new 1948 Super Suds. The suds do the work. You need no bleach.
Yes, Colgate Palmolive Peat now brings you the sudsiest and the best Super Suds of all time. It's easy on washable colors, mild to hands. Buy a box of new 1948 Super Suds at your dealers and carry home a carload of suds.
Super Suds now gives more suds, extra suds for whiter duds. No other soap can wash clothes whiter, get out more dirt or wash them brighter.
Now back to Judy Canova, the sportsman, and Judy's salute to spring.
In the spring, a young man's fancy lightly turns to a thing for which I'm very well suited. And this sentimental heart of mine just yearns. In some young man's fancy, I should be included. No babbling brook, no shady nook for us to rendezvous. If there's a man within my range, I beg of you. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever get back, 'cause it's root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame, 'cause it's one, two, three strikes you're out at the old ball game.
The batter's at the plate now, the pitcher's getting set.
I can hardly wait now until the ball is met.
The batter swings and misses, he must be in a rut.
This is very interesting, but won't you buy me some popcorn and some Cracker Jacks, too? Buy me a hot dog and a big milkshake. I want an old-fashioned tummy ache.
Root, root, root
for the root beer. If they run out, it's a shame.
Well, she will never quibble over who's the star.
Long as I can nibble on a chocolate bar.
Take her out
to a real rip snorter.
Take her out
now, but think you oughta sit me down in a bleacher seat.
Hear her yell.
Hey, throw that umpire out, he's a cheat.
Root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame.
'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Say, Miss Judy, it's a good thing your boyfriend, Vince DeBosco, is going along with you tonight. I hear those petting party bandits are real gangsters.
Oh, they sure are, Geranium. One is called Max the Kissing Bandit, and the other is called Handkerchief Harry.
Handkerchief Harry?
Yeah, they put him in Alcatraz, but he blew. You know what worries me is what I'll do when those two tough bandits come up to us. stick a gun in my ribs and say,
"Pardon me for talking in your face and reading."
Oh, hello, Pedro. Did you get my car serviced for tonight?
Si.
Well, how about the tires? Did you inflate them to the right pressure?
Si. And I got a bargain, I think. The sign said free air, so I put in twice as much as I needed.
Good.
Senorita, see, I hope you're careful tonight. Once I was parked with a girl in Lover's Lane. She was leaning on my shoulder and getting mushy. And all of a sudden, a light flashed in my face.
But was it a policeman's flashlight?
No, the moon was shining on her gold tooth. And Senorita, she was anxious to have me kiss her, but I knew if I kissed her, I would hate myself in the morning.
So what did you do?
I got up in the afternoon.
Well, look, Pedro, I got to drive over and pick up Benchley Botsford and do my duty as a deputy. So you better get the car out.
Si, Senorita, and here is a pistol I got for you.
Thanks, Pedro. I might need a gun. Me and Benchley's got to sit in that parked car and wait and wait and wait for those bandits to show up. Gosh, I'm getting scared already.
Judy, I'm nervous.
Yeah, sure is quiet around here, Benchley.
What are we supposed to do till the bandits get here?
We gotta pretend we're spooners. Put your arms around me and kiss me.
Kiss you? But, Judy, this is very trying.
I know it is, but keep trying. Benchley, come on now, kiss me.
No. No, Judy, I'm too nervous.
Well, okay, then I'll kiss you.
Oh, gosh, Judy. The bees ever find out about this, the flowers are through. Oh, boy, Judy. Come closer to me. Closer. Closer.
How close can we get? You're wearing my earrings now.
Hey,
hey, did you have your ears pierced?
Judy.
Whatie?
You know, I feel different now. I'm getting over my nervousness.
Yeah, well, I knew you would. You know, love is like hash. You gotta have confidence in it to enjoy it. But come on, Benchley. Let's pretend we're real smooches. Now put your arms around me again.
Okay. How long do you want me to hold you?
30 days, and if nobody calls for me, I'm yours. What you waiting for? Hold me closer. Squeeze me tight.
Okay, Judy.
What was that?
My garters got caught in the clutch. Golly, look, my socks are falling down.
Get them up and keep them up.
Now, don't move or we'll drill you. Watch him, Max.
Max? Are you Max the kissing bandit?
Yes, but ladies first.
Say, are you really that kissing bandit?
Yeah. It's so dark here, I can't see what I'm doing. But I'm going to kiss you anyway.
Go on, kiss her and get it over with.
Okay. Come here. There. How'd you like that?
I didn't like it, and you need a shave.
Hey, Kylie Lux, give me your wallet or I'll plug you.
Judy, now's a good time to use your pistol.
I can't. Pedro forgot to fill it with water.
Hey, pretty boy, pipe down and hand over your wallet, or I'll show you how tough I am.
Well, how tough are you?
Why, I can take a car or knock off the fenders one by one.
So what? Any California driver can do the same.
All right, come on, you characters. Now get in the back. We're taking you for a ride.
Hey, Hey, Benchley, I wonder how long they're going to drive us around.
I don't know.
Hey, you in the back seat. I don't want no more talking out of you, see?
Hey, Howie, you know, this dame looks familiar. Take a good look at it. Hey, don't she look like ugly Louie's mole?
Nah, she looks more like Louie's ugly mole.
Nah, but don't you see the resemblance, Howie? Say, sister, do you know ugly Louie?
Well, maybe I do and maybe I don't. Back in Chicago, I ran around with a mob of gorillas.
Yeah, I could see the resemblance now. Hey, sister, you don't look like no mole. How long you been in a racket?
Ever since the day I stole a petticoat.
Stole a petticoat?
Yeah, it was my first slip.
Nah, you
slipped
don't
on
so...
that one, too.
You don't look so tough to me. Why, you ain't even marked up. Hey, you see this scar? Gunfight, 1940.
See this scar? Hangnail, 1947.
Hey, look, sister, if you're ugly Louie's mall, who's this guy with you?
I'm Toledo Sam. And listen, you mugs. When I get a gun in my hand, I'm a bad actor.
Hey, you're not so hot when you ain't got one.
Hey, you know, baby, I could kind of go for you. You sure got oomph.
You ain't kidding. I got so many red corpuscles, Washington's gonna investigate me. Hey, you guys have got a lot of nerve. You're driving right past the police station.
Judy, now would be a good time to fool them with a water pistol.
Yeah, Benchley, I'll try it. Hey, you guys, stop or I'll shoot.
That pistol's only a fake.
Oh, yeah? Sheriff Barnum. Gee, I sure am sorry my marble cake made you sick.
Oh, forget it, Miss Canova. The important thing is that you captured those bandits. But there's still one thing I don't understand. Where did those shots come from? Was your gun really loaded?
No, Pedro put in too much air and the tires blew out. And then the gangsters fainted.
Oh. I wish I could think of a punishment bad enough for those two criminals.
Sheriff, you want those crooks to really suffer? I know a punishment that'll make them sorry they were ever born.
You mean put them on bread and water?
No, worse than that. Make them eat a piece of my cake.
Halo, everybody, halo. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So halo, everybody, halo.
Use Halo Shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Yes, soaping your hair with even finest liquid or cream shampoos hides its natural luster with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap. Made with a new patented ingredient, Halo cannot leave dulling film. Halo reveals the true color and brilliance of your hair the very first time you use it. Leaves it shimmering with glorious natural highlights. And even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo carries away loose dandruff and dirt like magic. Needs no lemon or vinegar rinse. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Say hello to Halo shampoo. Goodbye to dulling soap film. Get Halo at any cosmetic counter. And remember, soaping dulls hair. Halo glorifies it.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Judy, I have a wonderful surprise for you.
For me, Howard? What is it?
It's a letter from Governor Clements of Kentucky. Here, I'll read it to you. Dear Miss Canova, by virtue of the authority vested in me as Governor of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, it has afforded me pleasure to appoint you an aide-de-camp in my staff, with the rank and grade of Colonel. In addition to being an artistic purveyor of cheer, good humor, and mirth, both my 14-year-old daughter Bess and I are fans of yours. You are now an ambassador of goodwill and good fellowship for the Bluegrass State, famed throughout the land for the beauty of its women, its traditional hospitality, the grace and swiftness of its horses,
its capacity for gracious living, and its appreciation of all the good things of life. Kentucky salutes you, Colonel Judy Canova. Sincerely, signed, Earl C. Clements, Governor. Congratulations, Judy.
Oh, gosh, that's swell. That puts me right alongside of Kentucky Colonels J. Edgar Hoover, Irene Dunn, Anna Friedman, John Kieran, and Clark Gable. Let's all us colonels get together and salute the 74th running of the Kentucky Derby next Saturday.
Skeeters am a humming on the honeysuckle vine. Sleep, Kentucky babe. Sandman am a coming to this little man of mine. Sleep, Kentucky babe. Silvery moon am shining in the heavens up above. Bobolink am pining for his little lady love. You is mighty lucky, babe. Kentucky, close your eyes in sleep. Fly away, fly away, Kentucky babe. Fly away to rest. Fly away. On your mammy's
Judy Canova Show was written by Fred Fox and Henry Hooper with John Ward and is produced and directed by Joe Rhines. This is Howard Petrie asking you to use Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair and the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. Now, here's Judy.
Thank you, Howard. Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week, Halo Shampoo and Super Suds. The best is in the world. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood singing, go to sleepy little baby, go to sleepy little baby.
Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. No other toothpaste cleans teeth better. Colgate's cleans teeth thoroughly, safely, reveals natural sparkle and beauty. And scientific tests prove that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate Dental Cream instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. See if you don't agree with the millions who have made Colgate's America's favorite toothpaste. After you eat and before every date, use Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth.
Stay tuned to Kay Kaiser with his Comedy of Errors and the College of Musical Knowledge, which follows immediately.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.